You're listening to the IHOP KC Family Connect podcast. In these 30-minute family conversations, fueled by the Word of God, the beauty of Jesus, and His glorious return, we will explore the narratives the Lord is weaving in the story of the global body of Christ as we digest what the Lord is saying to the church today.
Hello and welcome. My name is David Slyker. I'm here with Isaac Bennett and Dana Candler, and this is the new IHOP KC podcast. This is episode 3. We're doing conferences again.
One of the things that we did back in 2018 was this thing called the reset. The Chinese convergence happened. We said we have to create room for margin. We've got to get back to our roots. We've got to get back to what the Lord has called us to in a significant way. And one of the outcomes of that, not the only outcome, but one of the practical outcomes was we stopped doing national conferences. Some of our friends in the nation and even globally were a little thrown off by that. Like, why would you guys stop? In particular, the One Thing conference. It's end of the year, 20,000 young adults. Who in their right mind stops a 20,000 young adult conference that your ministry is hosting? We said, we don't know. We just feel like we're hearing from the Lord, so we're just doing it anyway.
It was a big deal.
It still is a big shift.
Right.
And it still was a big deal. I loved the One Thing conferences. A lot of people were like, I'm tired working them. And I was tired, but I loved them. And so anyways, we paused our national conferences, which we've been a conference ministry for 35, 40 years. And now this fall, we're hosting a new conference called The Return. First of all, tell us about The Return. But I think maybe before that, why are we doing conferences again?
Yeah, that's the big story. We're not necessarily wanting to sell you on a conference today. We're wanting to tell the story of we stopped doing conferences. Now we're doing conferences. Was that God that you stopped? And are you disobeying God to start? I mean, I think that's a huge conversation that we need to have. And I like the phrase that we've been kind of emphasizing, that what the Lord said was reset. What the Lord said was, you know, create margin and find space to do family. Something's got to give. You can't have a 24/7 prayer reach, intimacy, life in the Word, enjoyment of one another, doing life together. You can't do that and do these other things. And so of these other things, we felt from the Lord stirred. And the way we say it is, it seemed wise to us before the Lord. It seemed right to us before the Lord. And we felt a confirmation that ending conferences in that season was the way to go. It created the margin, the space. It helped us to see one another. We're not just thinking in terms of our potential opportunities. We're actually here to do this: night and day prayer, the Bible, training, and pastoring. We're doing ministry together. We're doing family together. And
I do want to say that we're still on the journey in that.
Yes.
In growing in our spiritual family, because some might be going, I don't know if the family box has been checked off yet. That's not what I'm claiming, and I don't think that's what we're trying to represent here. And the Lord was calling us to return to something. Some things were he was beginning in a new way. Some things he was refreshing and taking us back to in a fresh way to return to things. I'm planting new things, and I'm also tending plants that have maybe not been looked at a while in the garden. So I think both were happening at the same time.
And I don't know if we would have taken the reset as seriously had we not removed that conference. It almost put an exclamation point on it. Like, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
And made us look at those things the Lord was resetting us to and look at one another and how he was, what he was doing in the family, and really pay attention in a different way.
Well, it was obedience at a very costly level.
Very costly.
Yeah.
It was. It was a significant help to our ministry and what we're trying to do here. It was a significant expression of our messaging and how we connect to people and how people connect to us. I mean, there was a real pain in families that built their year around being here for one thing. And so it wasn't just very costly to us. It was very costly to them. And so the removal of that, it's not like we remove something bad. It's the opposite. Out of all the non-negotiables, we aimed at that one as the one that we needed to pick. We can't not do a prayer room. We can't not do a school. We can't not do a church. But and so the fourth expression of our ministry, you know, the gigantic youth conference, we had to pick something, and that's the one that the Lord helped us to pick. And it was a very, I mean, Isaac was there. It was a very short meeting in that sense. I think it took us about 3 minutes.
Yeah, in terms of agreement and unity among the team.
Because the Lord had been speaking to our leadership team independently. And so by the time we got to the decision, it was pretty clear to us that was the way forward. And it has been a massive, well, I'll say both. It's both really impacted our ministry in a negative way in terms of people coming to our school, in terms of people hearing our message, in terms of our family feeling connected to us. It's had a negative to not do it. But on the flip side, the Lord has really blessed our obedience in that area and helped us with grace in those margins to really connect. And so where right after 2018, the convergence, the thousand Chinese leaders, the way in which the Lord re-injected that family spirit into what we did, it took time. You said it. It's still taking time. It hit our leaders, but it's taken time for it to hit our people in a broad sense. And so we have been thankful for the time that's been carved out to be able to do that.
Yeah, I want to ask a question back. I mean, what were some of those things that we emphasized in the reset? Obviously, the conference one was the one that kind of gained the most traction and momentum in terms of what people were talking about. But it wasn't just about resetting, stop doing the One Thing conference. There were three other four key components that I think the Lord was far more invested in and interested in than getting us to stop our national conferences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll let Dana answer that.
I mean, the Mary of Bethany heart, the first commandment, the forerunner message, and how we are to stand at the end of the age as the Lord's return is drawing near with insight and understanding. So our hearts are burning, but we also have clarity. You mentioned it in one of our times together about some of that reaching backward to the fasting and the what the mystics represented in church history, going deep, deep in the Word. I think about fascination in the Word. And one of the things that there's memories of, but we seemed to have lost our way somewhere. There wasn't the same level of just this ravenous hunger and fascination that actually fueled our community together around tables, everywhere you went, just meditating and talking about the Word of God. So some of those, I like to call a lot of those things, I mean, the first things. It's just, it would be like Jesus, just like Jesus, to say, hey, I'm going to reset you to these first things. Those are the things that come to mind.
You would have thought at certain points over the 10 years, because when I talked about it in 2019, I said, we have been, as a spiritual family and a ministry, off track for 10 years. From 2009 to 2019, we have been off course. And it's not like we're significantly off course or way off in the distance, but off enough that we have a name that we're alive, but we're not so alive on the inside. And part of it is because if you looked at us in 2015, you might have thought, you guys are a conference ministry. No, we're a night and day prayer ministry wanting to operate from a Mary of Bethany kind of reach. We want to be extravagant.
Right.
But also you guys want to do conferences and you guys want to gather tens of thousands of young people. And no, we want to love Jesus and we want to, from that, love one another and serve the poor. And we want to know the Word and we want to teach it and we want to disciple young people. But also, you know, it's all the stuff that you know, the garden gets overgrown and the tree needs trimming. It's not that the tree is in massive disobedience, but it does need to be trimmed if it's going to be fruitful. And so there's a necessary pruning. And pruning is not enjoyable, but it is necessary if the plant is going to come into full bloom. It is just necessary.
And grow in the right direction.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so that then, I'm going to ask your next question for you because it just begs the next question. If all those things are true, how in the world are you doing a conference again? I mean, that has to be your next question.
Yeah. How are we, Dave, doing another conference again? What has led us to this point? I mean, we've talked about what has led us to this point, but for real, have we responded to the Lord on those areas in a significant way where we feel permission as a leadership team to host a conference this fall?
Yeah, I think that we do. It's a couple things. Number one, the season that we find ourselves in over these last 3 years, there is a story that we've been telling over these last few episodes, and a bigger story than we've had time to tell. We've kind of hit some of the capstones, but it's a big story. And in that story, the Lord has downloaded message along with story. So there's theology, there's Bible, there's prayers that have come forth. There are books to be written. There's much that the Lord has to say, and one of our assignments is to say some of those things.
Yeah.
And so that never went away with a reset. It's just that saying things can't be our primary reach. Praying things has to be our primary reach.
Right. So yeah. This fall, the conference is called Return. What does that mean? Dana, I'll ask you first. Dave, you're more planning and staring at this, but I just want to hear from your heart, Dana, what comes to your mind when you hear, okay, season of reset, now Return, launching this fall in September?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is Revelation 2, return to first love. But then I also think of the return of Jesus. And so it's this kind of play on that same word. There's a returning with all our heart. It's the first commandment. And then it's the emphasis on Jesus's glorious appearing and being brought into the beauty of Jesus and his glorious story. So those are the things that come to mind. But I wanted to add on the timing. It's knit to this 418 thing because we aren't just a local people. And so as the Lord is saying, this is a family, this is a big story, he's saying, and I want the entire family to come together around these themes, and that we would all enter into this together, whether here or wherever we are in the nation and across the nations, that we would together move forward. And so it's that reach again.
Yeah, it's beginning something new. I think it's a new season. I think we're beginning a new season here locally, and those that are tracking with us in a different way as a family.
Yes.
The Lord is beginning something new.
And as such, I think part of the key is we want to talk to the family.
Yes.
And the family we have yet to meet. There are people, there are kindred spirits, like-minded believers out there that have never heard of us, that have never heard these stories, don't know our message, but they burn with it on their own, apart from us, because the Holy Spirit is real, and he's really doing this around the world. So there's family we know and family we don't, and the Lord wants to tell the story, to bring all of them into what he's doing, and that's part of our assignment, our little part of the family. We're going to do that. But we're going to do it in a way, to even more fully answer your earlier question, we're going to do it in a way that helps us to not have to be reset in 10 years.
Right.
In other words, can we tell our story, tell your story that are out there listening? Can we preach the messages we've been mandated to preach to equip the body as we have been mandated to do? Can we do it in a way that helps us still maintain that margin, that sense of family, the priority of night and day prayer, intimacy, etc.? Can we do it? And so I think the Lord is helping us to find a way to host a conversation with the family in a way that helps us not lose our way.
Yeah, when we've held our national conferences in the past, we go rent a big facility downtown. There's so much overhead. There's so much setup. There's so much manpower it takes to host those, pull them off. Tell us about this fall conference, the return, and just give us a few of the practicals. You don't have to go long on it, but just give us a few of the things of what to expect and how we're seeking to mitigate some of that additional work, but yet to bring others into our story.
And that's the key point for this conversation, is that we think that there are really powerful ways to connect over technology locally and around the world. What I love is that we have genuinely believers in Singapore, in Hong Kong, in London, in São Paulo. We have believers around the world that are part of our family, but we have them in Virginia Beach. We have them in Seattle. We have them in Dallas and New York, and we can connect now the family over technology. That in a way that helps us connect to the content, the message, the story in a really sweet way. You sign up for this conference. It's not like you sign up and come to something. You sign up tomorrow, and boom, instantly, the conference starts for you at that moment. And you start getting content, you start getting messages and notes, and you get to dive into the conversation.
And we've never done anything like this before. This is a unique expression. This is a unique way of messaging, of engaging the family that's out there. And give us a little bit more about what that will look like this fall.
So they start going through the content. And of course, the fun is, and the thing that everybody says, it's like, I don't just want to come to IHOP because you guys are cool. We like you guys, but mostly we want to meet and be with others like us that are having these conversations, telling these stories. If it's our story, I want to meet others that are in this same story. And so our goal isn't even mostly to connect you just with us and not just our message. Our goal is to use us and our message as a way to connect you to one another.
So we're pre-releasing content. Mm-hmm. They're going to come. Are we going to have live sessions that are here in person?
On September 16th through the 18th, it all leads up to live in-person sessions that you can be here for or you can be there for, and it will feel awesome
when you're there. Talk about this dynamic experience, because we've been pioneering something in our ministry school at IHOPU that has been borne so much fruit in terms of engaging people and them feeling really connected and having a great experience, even though they're not here locally.
Yeah, I think that's the big surprise, is that the technology exists now to facilitate real friendships, real relationship, real heart connect, real camaraderie. In other words, together means something different than it used to. And the idea that we can go together in Jesus from wherever we are, around, you know, burning around the same Bible, burning with the same Jesus, and we can do it at the same time, that whether we're here or there. And that's what we found, is that our on-campus students and our off-campus students are burning together wherever they are, and they feel it. It's not just that the guy online feels a new friendship with the other guy online. The big surprise is the guy online feels surprisingly connected to the guy in the chair in the classroom. And the guy in the classroom feels surprisingly connected. They love. We have one of our older students. Her name's Vicky, and she's where she is. And our on-campus students love her. They look forward to seeing her. When they don't see different students online, they get sad. Like, where are they? And they miss one another. And so that to me is beautiful. It's the convergence. That family spirit we talked about earlier. But the Lord, there's anointing and grace to connect one another across the thousands of miles in a really sweet way. And so I love that.
Yeah, the big surprise is how we need those in the family at other locations, at other places to burn. The way that your fascination and your hunger and your longing fuels me. Like, that's part of that family spirit. We need one another. And to the question of, can we do this without losing our way again? Yes, in the grace of God and together. I think that's one of the most key words, together, moving forward in the grace of God.
I've got to ask the burning question, Dana. That's amazing. The burning question is, I'm going to sit in the seat of the skeptic, okay? Are you telling me that there's a conference coming up that I can engage with, and I'm living in London right now, and it's going to be meaningful to me? Is that what you're telling me? And why should I believe that?
Yeah, I really am. I'm telling you that the ability for you in London to interact with me, it's two-way. That's the new way forward, is that we're not doing a conference for you. We're doing a conference with you.
Wow.
We're going to utilize about 4 to 5 different technology platforms to facilitate a big family gathering.
And you guys have done this before.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah, we have. And it's the groundwork for what we're going to do this for a number of years. But we want to see thousands of believers from around the world that aren't just looking to connect, you know, passively and watch somebody else burn, but want to actually be together. That I can't emphasize that enough, that our goal for this is two-way interaction. You with me with you, them with you. Like, they can connect if they want to with you in a dynamic way. And it's real. It's not, some kind of fake pre-recorded thing that you did that you're pretending is live. You're actually live connecting with them, some with videos that you've recorded with content, but some live interactions with you and live interactions with one another to talk about the things you're saying. But then apart from what you're saying, to say it to each other. The glory of the Holy Spirit connecting hearts is that in the same way that I can pray for you in Singapore and the Holy Spirit can impact you, I can now connect with you in Singapore and the Holy Spirit can impact our hearts.
I love
and
it.
Join our hearts around the encounter. Can we encounter God together in the same moment, no matter where we are on the earth? Because we're not just going to do teaching and content and discussions and Q&As. We're going to do healing rooms. We're going to do prophecy rooms. We're going to do prayer meetings. You can pray with our worship teams from London, and the worship team is going to build off of what you pray as if you're here. I mean, it's going to be really fun. And so if you want to be here with us but can't fly here, can't get the hotel, but we love you and we want you to be a part, it's going to be a pretty dynamic experience. And it feels like I'm selling it. I'm not. In one sense, do what you do. I'm not really trying to sell you on a conference. I'm trying to give you our heart and why we're making the shift back to conferences. Dana said it best. It's because of the family story that the Holy Spirit's wanting to emphasize and bring many into.
Well said.
And so it's exciting in that regard.
So this September, the Return Conference, we're going to put the information on how to register, how to get more information in the comment box down below. Come and join us and be with us either here in person or from London or from the many other places across the earth. But we look forward to seeing you.
I want to say this one last thing. Don't wait till September 15th. Really, because again, if it's about relationship, you don't want to just drop in, hear a few messages, you know, cry to some worship songs and go on your way. We're going to be building ways to connect with us and with one another, like starting now. And so for real, the sooner you jump in, the sooner you can get connected. And we really, I know I've said it about five different ways. We really are excited about that most of all. And so I agree. We'll see you, but we'll see you sooner than the 16th.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the IHOP KC Family Connect podcast. Consider subscribing if you haven't, and follow us on social media for other content from IHOP KC.